Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In Revelation chapter 5, we're going to read verses 7 through 14. The Bible says, "And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat on the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on earth. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and all that are in them heard I saying, Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. And the four beasts said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth forever and ever. I know that much of the music in heaven will be different than what we have here on earth. I know that we're not going to have the filthy, corrupt, fleshly styles of music in heaven that we have here on earth. The rock, the rap, the hip-hop, the country western, and etc., etc. Music here is about sin in humans and their sinfulness and our bad attitudes. We'll not have to put up with the Lady Gagas and Miley Cyrus and Willie Nelson, Garth Brooks, Taylor Swift, and Beyonce. Heaven sounds sweeter already. Something else you might not realize, but much of the music we sing here as Christians is going to change too. Many of the songs and hymn we sing will already be fulfilled there. And in Revelation chapter 5, verse number 9, it says, And they sung a new song. That means many of the songs that we sing now will not be sung there. A new name written down in glory. A soul winner for Jesus. Almost persuaded. Are you washed in the blood? Blessed assurance. Bringing in the sheaves. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Christ receiveth sinful men. Cleanse thou me. Come Holy Spirit. Come thou fount. Face to face. Farther along. The fight is on. Fill my cup, Lord. Go tell it on the mountain. And I could go on and on throughout the entire hymnal and show you many of the songs that we sing here are not going to be needed once we get to heaven. You see, we don't need Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior. We're already there in his presence. So, as you can see, we're going to need new songs to sing. Heaven would be a place of wonderful, beautiful music. But we're going to have to learn new songs. Most of the old ones will be fulfilled. And we see here that God talks about the singing of a new song in heaven. Tonight I want to show you a little bit about the music in heaven. First of all, we will sing about our salvation. We saw in verses 9 through 13 that talks about how that we are going to talk about being saved. And the angels are not singing that. That is those of us who are saved, been redeemed. Angels have never been redeemed. Revelation chapter 19, verse number 1 says, "And after these things I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Alleluia, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God." And it's talking about salvation there. We are going to sing about the salvation that we were given that took us to heaven. I believe we'll sing our salvation stories. We will sing about our thankfulness for being in heaven. We'll sing about our thankfulness for not ever having to face hell. We will be able to appropriately thank Jesus in song while we are in his presence for saving us. Can you imagine how wonderful it will be to thank Jesus for our eternal salvation, be able to look at him face to face and thank him for it? We will sing about those who maybe we thought weren't saved that did get saved. And there'll be things there that will cause us to burst out into singing about our salvation. By the way, the angels can't, the cherubims can't, the seraphims can't, only the saints of God. Number next, something else that we will sing about, we will praise God with our song. In the book of Revelation, chapter 19, we have to understand that praise belongs to God, and we're going to praise God with our music. In Revelation 19, 4 and 5, "And the 24 elders and the four beasts fell down and worshiped God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen, Alleluia. And a voice came out of the throne, saying, Praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great." There's two things here. There's praise and there's worship. Now, praise is honestly something that we thank God for what he has done for us. Can you imagine the millions and maybe billions singing and how it will fill heaven? I love to hear my church congregation sing. They just sing out. I've been on platforms with as many as 8,000 to 10,000 people. And hearing them sing hymns is just amazing to hear it in full force. I can't imagine what millions and millions and hundreds of millions and maybe billions of people singing, how it will fill heaven. We're going to understand it. We're going to see people that we've never seen before, babies who have gone on from the womb or at birth. I have 5 grandbabies in heaven I've never met, and I'll get to see them. We'll see people we've been separated from due to death. And lastly, we will worship God with our music in heaven. Worshiping God is different than praising. Praising God is thanking him for what he has done. Worship is thanking him for who he is and what he is. In Revelation chapter 19, verse number 6, it talks about us worshiping the Lamb and his omnipotence, his all-powerfulness, the Almighty God. You have to understand, God is all-power. In Revelation chapter 5, verses 12 and through 14, it says, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." That's what worship is. It's not a public service. It's not a church service. We're going to get to praise and worship God in a way with song we've never been able to do here. Heaven's going to be great with music. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day.
Thank you for listening to The Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.